Welcome back to Inside High School Sports here on ESPN Chattanooga. Greg Larnard and Lundy Hollenbeck here with you on this Thursday edition of the show. We have a very special guest right now. We generally talk to a lot of coaches on this program, but we decided, you know what, let's get an opportunity to talk to an athlete. And no, it's not a baseball, softball, soccer, even a wrestler, a basketball player, football player. It's a sport that not a lot of us talk about, and they don't generally have it in high schools, and you don't really see it. It's not really a popular main sport. Generally, when people think of kayaking, they think of a leisurely activity that, you know, you get a little bit of workout in while you're doing it, but you're kind of just wading around on a river or a lake or something like that, and you do it just to kind of sightsee, and you get out and you have fun with it. But this young man that's going to be joining us here in a moment is a man who is a junior at Walker Valley. He is a star kayaker. Your leisurely activity is his sport. He recently finished top three in the Giant Slalom Kayak Championships, and he'll be getting an opportunity to compete in the World Championships in Poland in August. We're very, very blessed to be joined by Bennett George right now on Inside High School Sports. Bennett, welcome in, my man. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Oh, man, I'm doing fantastic. We're so happy that you could be joining us here. First and foremost, how did you get into kayaking, and when did you really get into competitive kayaking?
Well, my start to casual kayaking was kind of weird because, like, I had always begged my parents for a kayak. I saw it online and seen people do it, and I was like, that looks so cool. Could I please get one? And they were always like, no, it's too expensive. So eventually one year for my birthday, when I was about 9 or 10, they broke down and were like, fine, we'll get you one. So they got me the cheapest one at Walmart. And then I kind of outgrew what that could do, like what it was capable of.
Yep.
And so then I started, and they got me an actual genuine like kayak, not for racing, but more for like casual but bigger water. And then I was paddling in that and just excelled, like, immediately, just, like, took off. So then about 2 or 2.5 years in, they had a race at the Ocoee called the Ocoee River Championships, and I had never raced before. It wasn't really my thing, but my dad was like, oh, you should do it. So I was like, okay, fine. And so I went, and I did this race, and we had no clue what was going on. We were asking people, like, wait, what are we supposed to do again? And so I did the race, didn't do great, but, you know, it was a start. And there was a guy there who's a coach, and he saw me, and he was like, hey, I would be willing to coach you if you're willing to drive 2 hours to the Nantahala for me to coach him and practice him. And so we were like, okay. And so I started driving over there, and I finally got into a race boat. And then that's kind of when racing just took off and got better and better every single day. So
wow. That's an amazing story in how you got into kayaking. Now, you mentioned that once you got into a bigger kayak and had more success there right away, you excelled right away in it. And when you say you excelled right away in it, what do you mean by excelling in it? Did you, like, were you out there with other people and you were just, like, super fast? Or, like, how did you know, like, hey, like, this is something that I'm really, really good at?
Well, it was just in kayaking, especially, like, that's the more, like, casual but still whitewater side.
Mm-hmm.
It's what I was in when I started. So I was, like, you know, I noticed, like, paddle strokes getting better. Not necessarily faster, but just better and more powerful. And then in whitewater kayaking, there's, like, a bunch of little, like, tricks. And then, of course, the rate of the rapids you're paddling, like, how hard it is a big way to tell. So
gotcha.
I noticed I was paddling harder and harder stuff and getting more and more comfortable. So I was like, okay, yeah, I'm definitely getting better here.
Very cool. Bennett George again hanging with us here. Junior at Walker Valley. He is a star kayaker, and he's done some really, really cool things. Now, before we get into more of your kayaking journey, did you try any other sports, you know, any of the mainstream sports, and just weren't a fan of them, or did you never really get into anything else other than kayaking?
Well, I started off with obviously soccer, and then I did some basketball, you know, like the normal things kids start with, and I did okay in those. And then about when I was like five or six, I started in baseball. And then when I started in baseball, you know, they were more supportive of that. So I was, you know, I excelled in baseball for a while, and then I kind of found kayaking and started kayaking kind of as like an addition to baseball, like a hobby when I wasn't playing baseball. And then I slowly realized that I was liking kayaking more than baseball. So baseball became kind of pushed towards the back burner, and then baseball kind of just disappeared as total once I got to high school. So
very good. Again, Ben and George hanging with us here on Inside High School Sports. Now, when it comes to kayaking, and what is your favorite thing about it?
I've always kind of had a hard time narrowing it down to just one thing, but mm-hmm. I've been able to narrow it down to two.
Okay.
And the first one is always like, you know, adrenaline junkie, a little bit like adrenaline mm-hmm. rush, you know, just having like going down a massive rapid or getting a fast time. It's always that rush that just makes you feel so great. And then the other thing that I've always liked is being able to see the improvement. Like every session you go out there and, you know, you can see like you're getting just a little bit faster on one gate, maybe just like every time you go out, you're just getting faster and faster. Just being able to see the improvement is just so awesome.
And then when it comes to kayaking for you, what's the most difficult thing about it? Because obviously a lot of us, you know, just normal people, we're out here. Yeah, I have kayaks in my house in North Carolina, and we're just kind of doing it and it's fun. But for you, obviously, you're a competitive kayaker. It's during, you know, down different rapids and things like that. So what is the most difficult part about the sport for you?
The hardest part mentally is probably mostly doing like the training, because while I do paddle whitewater, and that's like the main thing, to get better at whitewater, I have to go paddle flat water, like on a lake, which is always boring. So mentally, that's always challenging, like forcing myself to go paddle.
Yeah, absolutely. And you mentioned training. Again, Ben and George hanging with us here talking about his kayaking journey. You mentioned the training, and you mentioned the guy who, you know, approached you about coaching you and you having to drive 2 hours. Was that sort of like was that a no-brainer? Like, yes, absolutely, I want to do it. Like, what was the discussion like between you and your parents and the coach and trying to figure out if this is something you really wanted to do?
Well, it was more kind of like, well, it's only 2 hours. Let's go like once a week and see if he actually likes it. And then, you know, I started liking it and going more and more, and we didn't really ever have to have like a discussion about it, because they always kind of said like this was becoming bigger and bigger of a thing in my life.
And when it comes to that coach who like spotted you and said, hey, I want to train you if you're willing to drive here, is he still your coach today, and how has that relationship sort of developed over the years, if he still is?
Well, he is not my coach anymore. I kind of exceeded what he knew, basically. Like, I kind of stopped too fast for him.
Yep.
And about a year and a half, 2 years ago. But me and him are still great buddies, and I see him all the time on the river, and he's a super nice guy. So it's always fun to see him.
That is cool. All right. So you kind of exceed and get past what this guy can kind of teach you. He kind of, you know, brought you into it, and he taught you as much as he could. Where do you go from there? Do you have to find a different coach? Does somebody come to you? Do you hire somebody? Like, how does that work in the world of kayaking?
Well, most paddlers will hire a coach they're not cheap. They're probably normally some of the higher end coaches about $500 a month. Mm. But with where I live, there's no really big clubs around me. So there's no real coach that can coach me that's close enough.
Yeah.
So I kind of started just like self-coaching, my dad on the bank taking videos so I can review it. So I kind of like, other than like 2 weeks out of the year when there is a coach nearby, I kind of self-coach and like get better by myself. And I'm obviously getting better at self-coaching and that kind of thing.
That's incredible to have the patience and the mental fortitude to do that. I know some people it's just hard for them, and I know it's hard for me to just go to the gym by myself and try to figure out, okay, what do I want to do? I like having somebody there kind of teaching me, showing me, but you're taking it upon yourself and doing it. That's really, really impressive. We're talking with Bennett George here, a junior at Walker Valley. He's a star kayaker. Now, you recently, as I mentioned earlier, competed in the Giant Slalom Kayak Championships. How long and how often, I guess, because I know you've been training for a while, how often did you have to train and get ready for that? And when did you know, hey, this is something that I'm going to be competing in?
Well, I did go to the team trials last year with really kind of no hope. Like, I knew I wasn't going to do great. And so whenever I went to that, I saw like my competition basically. And I was like, okay, this is going to be hard, but I think I can do this by next year.
Mm-hmm.
That's really when like the hard training started. And I like really started pushing. And over the winter, I trained like almost every single day doing just something, going to the gym or running or something along the such.
So what do you have to do specifically to train on? You mentioned flat water on like a lake or something like that. What does that training look like? Because, yeah, obviously you have to go to the gym. You have to stay in really good shape because it's a physically taxing sport. But when you're out on the water, and you mentioned some other terms that I didn't understand, but, you know, talk to me a little bit about what it is specifically that you have to do when it is when you're out on the water, whether it's flat lay or flat water or in some rapids or something along those lines that you have to do training wise. What does that look like?
Well, in flat water, I actually have three different workouts that I try to do. So one of them is technique, working on, you know, like specific strokes and trying to really hone in your skills. And then I have one that works on aerobic, so like your aerobic pace, you know, like say if you were to go for a bike ride, how long could you bike ride, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have one that works on sprint. So it's basically, you know, like every like minute or so you do a 10-second sprint, and it really works on your anaerobics, which is more, you know, like if you were to like do a 100-meter dash or something.
Mm, okay. And, you know, where did you learn that from one of your old coaches, or did you learn that from YouTube, the internet? Like, where did you learn your training methods since you don't have a specific coach right now?
Well, I did, like, already know a little bit. So mm-hmm. I kind of came up with my own training plan. But then one of the coaches who does help me, like, every once in a while,
mm-hmm.
like, he helps me before every big race. And he gave me a training plan and was like, hey, this is what you should be doing. So then that's what I've been using.
Okay, I gotcha. Again, Bennett George hanging with us here, star kayaker. He is a junior at Walker Valley. Now, in the Giant Slalom Kayak Championships, you did finish third. And I know only the top three kind of go on to compete there at the World Championships. Do you know exactly how close you were to finishing fourth? I heard it was, you know, everything was kind of really, really close. And you know, if you did finish fourth, you would have missed out on that opportunity to represent the USA in the World Championships at the junior. So how close, do you know how close it was for you to finish between third and fourth?
Yes, I believe it was somewhere like just around 1 second.
Ooh.
So it was definitely tight racing.
Wow, that is tight racing. Now, I was curious to ask, what does this mean to you on a sort of a country level to represent the United States doing what you love? What does that mean to you?
I'm just so honored and so pumped because, like, I never thought whenever I got into kayaking, I always thought, oh, this is going to be kind of more of a hobby. Like, I would mm-hmm. never, like, compete and be one of the best in this. And now it's kind of like, you know, I can see that I can be. So it's super cool just to see that.
Yeah, that is a really, really cool thing that you've been able to take it and go this far with it. Now, you have the World Championships coming up in August. What does your training regimen look like from this point here in April, middle to late of April, till August when you have to make that trip to Poland? Is it more of the same? Do you add any more stuff in? Are you going to have any specific coaches to come and help you out a little bit more often than you already do? What does it kind of look like from now to then?
Well, doing the same thing I've been doing, but obviously with the summer coming up, I can paddle a lot more. You know, it's going to be warmer. So there's actually a course opening in Montgomery that's going to open soon that I can go train at. So I'm going to be training basically just anytime I can get on the water, along with still going to the gym and like running and biking and mm-hmm. such stuff as that. So like just trying to really dial in skills before I go the World Championships.
Again, we're hanging with Bennett George, the junior at Walker Valley, and you know, you are going to be going to the World Championships, and you know, I also saw something about you're doing a GoFundMe. Do you want to tell people about that and how they can kind of help you out and help you get to Poland?
Yeah, so basically, you know, going to Europe isn't cheap with
no.
flights and food and cars and all that different stuff, so I really need help, you know, just raising money. I do have a GoFundMe page. It's floating around on Facebook right now. If you would like to support, or if you want to support just not through that, you can send to my mom's Venmo, which is also floating around on Facebook.
Is there a specific way people can find the GoFundMe?
Under Bennett George on Facebook.
It's under Bennett George on Facebook.
All right, under Bennett George on Facebook. Okay, we'll have people search that for sure. Now, when it comes to kayaking, how far do you truly want to go with this sport? I didn't even know if you could do it in college. I was, you know, I kind of looked it up before you and I had this conversation, and it looks like there is colleges that do, you know, kayaking and things like that. So How far do you want to take kayaking?
Ultimately, my ultimate goal is the Olympics in 2028. That's kind of like the dream goal right now.
All right. Well, hey, look, that the World Championships and making a name for yourself out there would be a heck of a start. And so do you want to end up doing it in college as well? Or is it just, hey, I'm training for the Olympics?
Well, I do want to train in college, but not necessarily like at a school that necessarily supports it. But I'll definitely be training through college and still getting better.
Gotcha. Okay, that's really, really cool. And again, Bennett George, our guest here on Inside High School Sports. So let's kind of move away from kayaking, I guess. What do you enjoy doing outside of kayaking as a 16-year-old dude? What do you enjoy doing?
Well, I've always kind of liked being outside. Like, it's just so fun to be out in nature. So I love mountain biking is kind of a big thing right now with me. I've really been mountain biking a bunch. And then I've always rock climbed. Mm-hmm. Well, not always, but I started rock climbing kind of in the last few years, and I've been doing that more. So just stuff outdoors, hiking, running, stuff like that.
Very cool. And then the last one I have for you, Bennett, is I know you and I just sort of talked about college and you want to continue to train in college, but do you have an idea of what you'd like to study when you get to college?
I've always kind of drifted towards the engineering side of things, and preferably something like on the computer side, mm-hmm. too, so that way I can work remotely.
That would be really, really good, especially, you know, with everything that you have going on and wanting to train and be as good as you possibly can be when it comes to kayaking. Again, Bennett George has been our guest. He's a junior at Walker Valley. He is a star kayaker, and he will be going to the World Championships to compete for our country in the juniors there. Is it technically called juniors, or is it just World Championships in general?
It's the Junior World Championships.
Junior World Championships. There we go. Out in Poland this August. Go support him. Bennett George. Find it on Facebook. Help him out with the old GoFundMe. It's a really good cause. And Bennett, thank you so much for your time, man. It's been great to get to know you a little bit, hear about your journey, different things about kayaking and whatnot. So I appreciate you jumping on here and appreciate you doing this.
Yeah, thank you for having me.